flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a North Commons Park renovation plan. It is going to have after school education initiatives, a fitness program, social activities, access to top-notch amenities, workshops, meeting spaces to foster a tight-knit community, a sporting event with newly renovated fitness facilities and swimming pools with an S. You know, people say all the time, well, you know, those kids over in North Minneapolis, I just wish they would just stay out of the gangs and stop doing all those bad things. It's just horrible the way that they're living. Well, you know what? When they get out of school, they don't have a lot of options. There's not a lot of grocery stores where they can go and get their first job when they turn 14 or 15 or 16. Right? There's no after school activities that they can be a part of right now. And so when they get out of school, the only thing waiting for them is bad actors and bad choices. And so what we have as a community is an opportunity to make an investment into North Minneapolis with the renovation of North Commons Park. And don't get me wrong, the state is going to do their part. They got work to do. But it's going to take all of us. It takes a village. And we are a part of that village. Whether we live in Edina or Eden Prairie, you are still a part of the North Minneapolis Village. Because what happens there is going to have an impact on you and your household one way or another at some point, whether it is good or bad. Let's be a part of the good together. So I invited Tom Evers. He's the executive director of the Minneapolis Park Foundation. He is live in the studio. Now, listen, Tom, this is going to cost some money.
Yes.
That's a lot of stuff. Pools with the nest, fitness programs, top-notch amenities, workshops, all over there with this renovation project. What is the price tag on that?
The total project is going to be $35 million. And thank you so much for having us on. It's this is a really important project, and I agree with everything you've said in terms of it. This is Minneapolis is – what happens here is important to the whole state as well. And this is the center of the Minneapolis park system in many ways.
Now, how can we help? Because the people who listen to this show know that we don't just talk about issues. We be about it.
Yeah.
You know, whether it is, you know, going out to pack Thanksgiving baskets or, you know, helping out for, you know, with kids with autism. And now it's the parks. Is there going to be a capital campaign, a fundraiser? What's the deadline? When are y'all getting started? How's the money going to be used? Give it the details.
Great questions. Yes, we are the Minneapolis Parks Foundation. We're an independent partner of the Park Board here to help raise philanthropy for our parks and transform lives through the parks in the public realm. There's a $35 million goal for the overall project, and currently the Park Board, through the state, through some federal dollars, through their own dollars, and through the city, have gotten $12 million already dedicated in public funds. Plus, we're going back to the Capitol to get another round of bonding. We anticipate we're going to have to raise $15 million to deliver this project. We do not want to find ourselves falling short on it. The Parks Foundation has already secured over $10 million in gifts and pledges. And it's not just the capital that we're raising money for, because when you build a place like this, this is going to be attracting more kids, and we want to make sure it's filled with all sorts of programs. Earlier, you were talking about the whole range of programs, from sports to arts to working with for the senior citizens to come and walk on the track, all sorts of programming, technology. Al has been a leader in bringing technology into our parks. So we're raising an additional $2.2 to $2.5 million for programming. So once it's opened, it's filled with programming, both delivered by the Park Board, which has an incredible team of staff delivering program, as well as community allowed to let the community come in and fill it in with additional programming.
Okay, so how can we be a part of this?
Yeah, so folks can there's really three ways you can get involved. One is make a donation. We are going to be launching in the new year the capital campaign with the specifics. So we want people who live around the park to give what they can, what's meaningful. So we don't want it just to be those who can give the millions to be celebrated. We want everybody, if you give a dollar, that it makes a difference. But so we'll be launching that. You can keep up on it through our website, which is mplsparksfoundation.org. And we'll have a lot of information on there. So that's one way. The other is to be advocates for this. We need our parks to be funded both through philanthropy but also through the public. So we'll be going to the Capitol to raise additional funding. We're asking for $12 million from the Capitol to finish this off. And so going and being advocates for it. And then the third is just to be tracking and volunteering and be engaged in the parks. There's so many different ways people can be involved. And so it's not just about paying for the park itself, but being in there, being connected, volunteering with the Park Board. So contributing in many ways. We want to make sure that this park is a way that everybody can contribute in any way they can, because it's the center of North Minneapolis. And in many ways, what we're building, what the Park Board's building, is going to be the center for the Minneapolis park system, where everybody can participate.
Well, I just can't thank you enough for coming on this show, for the work that you are doing, for making it better for children who, 40 years ago was me. And I know that the role a big, amazing community park plays in the lives, the productive lives of young people who don't have a lot of options. So thank you for the investment.
I so appreciate it. And yeah, this is awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. And y'all don't go anywhere. Another hour of the Shaletta Show is coming up.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.